There you go. That's Melania Trump is standing by her man. She was on Morning Joe this morning. And, you know, she doesn't like that. My sense is she doesn't like that Joe Scarborough. Yeah, it's, you know, always making fun of husband. I don't like when you make fun of husband.
She, you know what, I have to reverse a little bit my position yesterday. She came off, I thought she did very well in this interview. For someone who doesn't like interviews, shies away from that type of, you know, attention and doesn't like to take the microphone and speak publicly, I thought she did very well.
If Trump is a guy who is trying to appeal to, as he said yesterday, because he loves poorly educated people, he said he loves them.
We love highly educated. We love poorly educated. We love the poorly educated.
We love the poorly educated because they're really coming out for me in droves. If you have that, do you really want to trot out your wife with a foreign accent? Because doesn't that sort of go against what you're trying to do? Tom Serafin, political analyst, man who's run a few campaigns in his life. What do you think about that?
Well, I tell you what, if they ever end up in the White House and they have a dinner, I think everybody will attend.
That's so true. Yeah. Hottest first lady.
Yeah, she will be the hottest first lady of all times. I mean, I know, with all due respect to Pat Nixon. All right, I want to play this. Hold on. This is her undying support for her husband.
Well, it's amazing what's going on. And we're having fun. I like to keep it life as normal as possible for my son, Baron. And I'm a full-time mom, and I love it. So I decided not to be in the campaign so much, but I support my husband 100%.
Mm-hmm. There she is.
Oh, you can't. Can you fault her for that? I thought she was well spoken. I mean, she's a former model. I didn't know that she would handle these questions that well, and she was even asked about her own immigration status too, Tom, which I'm sure a lot of people wanted to hear the answer to. And she said she follows the law. That was her response.
Well, she hit all the positives. You know, if you gave her talking points, you know, talk about family, son, dedication, the husband staying at home. I mean, everything that you probably would not know about her if you didn't hear her saying it.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was impressive, even the way she said it. She speaks five languages. She does disagree with her husband. She said it's not always perfect agreement, and I've just chosen to kind of stay out of the spotlight and out of politics. I don't know. It felt like, doesn't this help Trump that he's got all these women around him who are like his daughter and, you know, who are a good spokesperson for him?
Well, you know, it reminded me a little bit about, you know, the Bush family, the Kennedy family. I mean, the Romney's family, a good looking young family, young boys with their wives. It's certainly, People Magazine, Us Magazine, all those magazines will love it if he gets elected. There'll be stories every day about what's not happening in the White House, but what's happening to people that live in the White House.
Yeah, that's true. That is really true. Here she is getting into some of the politics of it. This is about the banning of Muslims.
When he talked about a ban on Muslims, I mean, do you ever think he's going too far with some of this?
Well,
do you ever worry about it?
Well, what he said is it will be temporary, mm-hmm. and it's not for all the Muslims. It's the one, we need to screen them who is coming to the country. He wants to protect America. He wants to protect people of America so we have a country and keep a country safe. That's very important to him.
It's always funny when you hear people with an accent saying that, isn't it? It's like when the guys with the British accents on Fox News are talking about how awful the Obama administration is. Like, hey, get out of here.
Are you allowed to
What are you
that?
Doing? We're going to keep our country pure so that we don't have foreigners coming in creating problems.
No.
I mean, what?
No ban on Slovenian models, though. No.
Right, exactly. Tall Slovenian models. We're going to take them at 100
perfect.
At a time.
100%. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, is right. Hey, and then last night, he also said, now, Tom, I want your thought on this, because now you don't really do politicians anymore, right, in terms of in your practice of marketing.
That's correct. That's right.
And there's a good reason for that, I'm sure.
I have two boys in college. That's correct.
Yes, and they're not good payers. And then, quite honestly, it turns out some of these politicians are not as smart as they might seem. But let us put it this way. You have a guy who, and I don't understand this at all, who last night basically, or within the last 3 days, let's put it this way, he has referenced punching a guy in the face, putting protesters in the hospital, and there could be a murder and my people would still support me. That, the sort of the violence language, and I know the Sun-Times did a whole thing on it today, I mean, if you were telling a politician, don't threaten people with violence, isn't that a good idea?
Roe, you're absolutely right. He does everything conventionally, conventional wisdom would tell you he does everything wrong that way. And yet the numbers, you know, last night, 46% of the vote, the threshold everybody thought was 35, 36, 33, and he busted 40, he busted 45. He's doing everything against the grain. He's reinventing the business of political campaign. Consultants are going out of business. Look at Mr. Murphy, who ran with $100 million, the Jeb Bush operation.
Yeah,
he was the darling of the consultants in D.C. It's driving a lot of them nuts, which is probably not a bad thing either.
No, probably not. But you know what's interesting, too? When you look at these polls, too, he's beating the other candidates in their home turf. He's beating Kasich in Ohio. He's beating Rubio in Florida. He's single points behind Ted Cruz in his home state of Texas. How is that happening?
Well, I can understand what's going on in Florida. The Texas thing is important. You know, Texas is March 1st next week, and Cruz has to win that to stay in this race. And he's the most, I guess you could say, according to the advocates of the conservatives, the most pure conservative in the race. Rubio is trying to latch on to the old guard, the elites that currently run the system, the Bush people, the people that have been around for a long time in the Republican Party. But he's trying to make it look like he isn't, but he's garnering on their money, and he's hoping they're going to stick with him. I mean, just the other day, Ron Gidwitz, who was a Jeb Bush delegate, came out for Rubio. Others here in town are looking at Rubio squarely because they have no other place to go. They're not going to Trump, and Trump is not coming to them. So, I mean, if you take a look at the numbers, you know, people thought, well, the Hispanics were not going to vote for this guy. Well, last night in Nevada, won 44%, 44% of the Hispanic vote, the Latino vote. I mean, Rubio got 29%, a Cuban. Ted Cruz got 18%, a Cuban. It's extraordinary the way he approached last night. He did everything all across. College graduates, he did them by more than 50%. And you get women by more than 18%, men by more than 25%. I mean, it's exciting for me to watch from the sidelines because it's like watching a phenom, you know, on the baseball field coming through and just hitting everybody, doing everything wrong and talking to the dirt like Mark Fredericks used to talk to the dirt in the old days, a pitcher from the Detroit Tigers. He's doing all these things that people, where did he come from? How's he doing it? And that's the science of what it is. A buddy of mine told me this morning, it's like taking chemotherapy to kill cancer. People got to kill the cancer. They're willing to take the chemo, which drives their body crazy and puts them in so much pain. But they're willing to vote for him. It's like chemo so that they can kill the cancer of the people in Washington not doing anything. I mean, it was a pretty good explanation. People are looking past all of these personal foibles and his inability to speak cogently about the world affairs in order to vote for him because he's not the insider. 33% of the people last night that polled exit polls said they prefer experience, but 61% prefer the outsider.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that.
Yeah, and 70% say Trump is the outsider.
Okay, now, which is funny because you can't find a more inside man when he was doing business in New York. The thing is that you have at this moment the momentum of three in a row for him, right? It was New Hampshire,
right.
South Carolina, and now Nevada. And Nevada is interesting because Nevada is, and as you pointed out, Tom, it's 46%, but it's a caucus. It's it's a different system there. And I think that 46% number won't exactly hold when you have ballot box kind of numbers that are going to be mm-hmm. Now you're essentially, you know, for any state that really counts for anything, you're done with the whole caucus concept here, because starting next week on Super Tuesday, it's a traditional election. So I wonder if where we go with that.
Well, no, you have a real good point. Their debate is Thursday night, the Republican debate before Super Tuesday. Cruz and or Rubio, instead of going after each other, one of them has got to take the gloves off and challenge Donald Trump and pin him down. Just he keeps talking about things, but he never explains how he's going to get these things accomplished, why he was a Democrat at one time, why he was pro-choice, now he's pro-life. I mean, all these inconsistencies he gets away with because nobody's able to pin him down. And Cruz, you know, a Yale, you know, the debate champions, you know, at Yale, of all people, he should be able to pin him down. He hasn't done that. They go after each other. Trump gets a free ride on this thing. He's got 79 delegates, you know, out of 110 so far selected at this point. But the next 2 weeks, you know, it's going to decide this thing, because you've got the Florida primary in 2 weeks, the same day as Illinois' primary. Rubio has to win that. Kasich has got to win Ohio in 2 weeks. Otherwise, it's over with. And Trump's your guy. Unbelievably, the Republican nominee.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was reading that 25% of the total delegates are on Super Tuesday, and that's coming up. Doesn't that...
Right.
We keep talking on the show about the pressure from the GOP on candidates to get out and maybe make it a little bit more of a head-to-head race with Trump, and that might be more of a race. Do you see that happening? Are we going to see some people dropping out in the next couple days?
No. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on Governor Kasich to get out. But, you know, that's less than depends on whose poll you're looking at. That's about a 75% of the vote. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's not going to, some of that vote won't go to Donald Trump. I think what they discovered yesterday was all of a sudden he busted through 40 with some of the vote coming from other candidates that have dropped out. The Jeb Bush numbers didn't all go to Rubio like they anticipated. I mean, some of them peeled off and went to Donald Trump. So there's a cross appeal here, which has got the party completely in panic, and, you know, rightfully so, you know, in certain corners. And so Donald Trump has done everything against the grain, but nobody has challenged him. Nobody has taken him on.
It is true. No one asks him
to get in the ring with him.
You are, Tom, you're 100% right. No one seems to be able to figure out how to explain how to get him to a point where he does have to tell us what he's going to do. He refuses to tell anybody what he's going to do. And he says, don't worry about it. I'll be fine when I get there. And people who support him, people who vote for him, people who caucus for him, all that, they don't care. They don't care. And it's like, you know, don't worry. He'll be fine. That could not be a more dangerous reality than that. A guy who's not going to tell you what he's going to do. And the guy who doesn't, he wants to cut off or injure anybody who, either legally or physically, injure anybody who goes against him. Mm-hmm. People don't see that as a potential danger?
Well, there was a story today that even the big money donors that typically help defeat a candidate like a Trump right now and pour the money in are kind of afraid to step into the fray because of the way he responded to the rickets and the way he bites back, and maybe they don't want the scrutiny.
Oh my God! So we're
well, he's the typical playground bully in many of these aspects. And what's interesting for a guy like me and watching this whole thing is watching who does stand up to him. Which members of the political class today around the country stand up to him, mm-hmm. and continue to stand there in the ring with him and stay with him? You don't have a lot of people like that. And the Rolls point when those caucus goers yesterday were asked in their exit polls. I mean, who are you going to vote for? Who do you want? Somebody that shares your values or somebody can win in November? They said shares my values 30%. Can win in November was only 25%. So, you know, people like the attitude. He's talking, telling everybody what they want to hear. Yeah. And you've heard of these politicians before. Whatever you want to hear, he's telling them. And he's doing it with sense of humor. And he's a reality candidate running a reality-type presidential contest that changes every day.
Yeah, that does. That's true. It changes. His positions change every single day. And people don't seem to get it. And they don't care.
Well, all right, it's a soap opera.
I know.
Every day.
I know.
You tune in.
It's true. And now we get to meet Melania today, who looks like a soap opera actress. It's perfect. She's perfect for
the role.
I
thought she handled it really well, to be honest. I was very impressed with her.
That's great. I hope you get invited to the inauguration.
I don't think I will.
Yeah. All right.
Time to get on the bandwagon.
Tom Serafin, the great Tom Serafin. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tom. Appreciate it. There he goes.